You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our next guest says, forget your idea of a proper dinner and choose what you want to cook and eat instead. She'll tell us about her new cookbook, Dinner, a Game Changer.
First on Monday, the Congressional Budget Office released the much-anticipated report on the costs and impacts of the American Health Care Act. That's the Republican proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. Some aspects of the CBO report have gotten a lot of attention, like their estimate that 24 million people would lose health care within a decade after implementation, and that the deficit would be lowered by $337 billion during that same period.
The budget office has also assigned price tags and consequences to other aspects of the GOP proposal. One item is barring Planned Parenthood from receiving federal funds. Sandhya Somashekar joins us now. She's a social change reporter for The Washington Post. Sandhya, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, talk about where federal money comes from to go toward Planned Parenthood.
Sure. Well, essentially, what we're talking about is Medicaid funds. People who have Medicaid can go to Planned Parenthood to get care, and Planned Parenthood gets reimbursed by the federal government for the care that they provide. And right now, the amount of money that flows into Planned Parenthood affiliates from the Medicaid program is about $500 million.
And how many people do we know receive service via this Medicaid funding through Planned Parenthood?
Well, we know a large percentage of Planned Parenthood patients do come in through Medicaid, and they serve about 2.5 million men and women nationally. Now, it's important to point out, however, that federal funds cannot be used for abortions by law. So we're talking about the other services that Planned Parenthood provides, so STD testing, cancer screenings, contraception prescriptions, that kind of thing.
Right, and the argument from critics of Planned Parenthood say, well, that just takes that funding, makes up those parts, they can use other funding toward abortion services. Is that kind of the general argument from people who want to cut this federal funding?
Yeah, essentially they feel like, Planned Parenthood does also provide over 300,000 abortions a year. They're the nation's biggest abortion provider. And so abortion critics don't really want any support from federal or taxpayer support to go to this organization that's responsible for so many abortions.
As the American Health Care Act, this House Republican proposal, stands right now, what would happen to funding to Planned Parenthood?
The bill would basically make Planned Parenthood ineligible for these Medicaid funds that we're talking about for a year. And so if you're a patient that goes to Planned Parenthood using under the Medicaid program, you would no longer be able to use the program to get your care there. And the impact of this would be that a huge number of patients probably would have to stop going to Planned Parenthood, and some health centers would probably have to close.
And that's an interesting point, that this would be a cut for 1 year. Do you know why that time frame was specified here?
Well, there are some questions about how what will happen. I mean, clearly, if this happens, there are going to be some legal challenges. And there's a federal law that requires basically, it's a patient's rights law that requires patients to be able to get care from places that are able to provide good care. And so there are some questions about whether this would really hold legal muster.
Sandhya Somashekar is with us from The Washington Post, looking at changes to Planned Parenthood funding, a cut for a year under the House Republican proposal. And Sandhya, the Congressional Budget Office ran the numbers on this whole thing. What did they see? What kind of outcomes, impacts did they see specifically from this cut to Planned Parenthood?
So they do see a savings here of about $178 million for this year. But essentially that means that's because it would be less care provided under the Medicaid program. And interestingly, they think that money, though, that savings would be partially offset by the fact that the women who would have gotten care that would have prevented pregnancy will actually have babies. So they're predicting actually that several thousand more babies will be born as a result of this change and that maybe some of those babies would actually qualify for Medicaid as well. So there is a savings, but not quite as much as you might think because more babies will be born.
And as far as access to the kind of services Planned Parenthood provides, did the Congressional Budget Office look at where the impact might be strongest, might be greatest regionally in the country?
They did. I mean, they looked at, they predicted that the biggest impact would be in low-income and rural communities, places that have a already have a shortage of medical care. Those are the areas that would be most greatly impacted.
Getting back to that additional cost, I mean, how people have questioned the Congressional Budget Office numbers more generally for the Affordable Health Care Act. How did they come to this this idea of how many more births there might be and how much that would cost the system?
Well, you know, this is what they do. Their whole mission is assessing the fiscal impact of bills, and they're kind of paid to make these predictions. That's their job. And a lot of people have criticized this. Some critics of Planned Parenthood say, great, we want to see more babies born. This is a good thing. Others don't think it's actually fair to say that women will be left without care because there are other health centers that get federal money that they say could help fill the void and provide care for these women. And they'd actually like to see some of the savings that are created actually be given to these organizations so that they can help provide services for these women who are left without care.
Yeah, is there any indication that either as this bill gets modified, as it goes through the procedure, that kind of funding might be added using this savings to fund other services, or that, you know, this isn't the only part of health care reform efforts from Republicans, that this is something they might tackle in a separate bill?
I mean, that's a good question. As you know, there are a lot of questions about how this whole thing is going to unfold generally at this point. And so, you know, that could very well be something that could be added at some point.
Politically, does it seem so far like this is a big point of conflict over the American Health Care Act, or are people more looking at the overall who's covered, who's not issues?
Well, it's a priority. It's been outlined as a priority by Republican leadership in Congress to, quote unquote, defund Planned Parenthood. It's been on the top of their wish list for a really long time. Last year, there was actually a vote to defund Planned Parenthood. It passed both chambers, and President Obama vetoed it. So you would think that it would happen again, but, you know, the votes are very close, especially in the Senate. And, you know, we've already heard from some senators that they're uncomfortable with other aspects of the health bill. And so the people who are uncomfortable with defunding Planned Parenthood, plus the people who are uncomfortable with other aspects of the bill, they could add up to a pretty big barrier to get this passed. But that said, you know, we just don't know what's going to happen going forward here.
You mentioned possible legal challenges if this goes through. We've seen in states with certain kinds of cuts to Planned Parenthood, legal challenges from Planned Parenthood and its supporters. Do you expect to see at the federal level a big legal pushback on this?
Absolutely. There will be legal pushback. And in fact, the ACLU, which has been a leader in opposing President Trump's agenda, has already promised to defend Planned Parenthood against some of these cuts.
We'll leave it there for now. Sandhya, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Sandhya Somashekar is a social change reporter at The Washington Post. She joined us to talk about the increases in births that the Congressional Budget Office is predicting under the GOP's replacement plan for Obamacare, looking specifically at cuts to Planned Parenthood, 1 year of cutting Medicaid support to people who use Planned Parenthood services, and what the Congressional Budget Office had to say about the impact of that change.